This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time. Hi, it's Morgan Michael from Kindsight 101. I'm super excited about the next 10 weeks or so. I will be posting on my podcast every alternating week a very short reflection, meditation, or strategy that will be designed to elicit a sense of altruism in yourself or others around you, a sense of self-compassion, and to generally put into practice many of the strategies and the practices that we talk about in many of the interviews on Kindsight 101. My hope is that you can put these strategies and meditations into action and into practice in your own life, and that it can actually benefit your life in some way. So I hope you love today's episode, and I'd love to hear from you either through the reviews on iTunes, those mean so much to me, or even online on Twitter, social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere, Morgan Michael, or Small Act, Big Impact. I want to take you through an exercise which is called an awe walk, and I found it on the UC Berkeley website, and you can find many others like it. I also heard about it on their podcast, which is all about creating a sense of happiness. It's a lovely practice, and I encourage you, especially on a beautiful day, to really take in nature, because nature has such a healing quality to it. And awe is this sense of wonder, this connection to our environment that is so fulfilling and can just make you feel like a whole person, especially if you're going through some stressful times. So I'd like to take you through this awe walk, and it takes about 15 minutes or so, but I will take you through the essential process of it. Here's how to do it. With the right outlook, awe can be found in almost any environment, turning a mundane experience into a flight of inspiration and wonder. It's most likely to occur in places that have two key features: physical vastness and novelty. So this could be like a natural setting, like a hiking trail, or an urban setting with, you know, tall skyscrapers. It doesn't really matter where you are, but it helps to be somewhere where you can connect with nature. You're most likely to feel awe in a new place where the sights and sounds are unfamiliar to you. But that said, some places never seem to get old. No matter where you are, the key is to be in the right frame of mind. This practice is designed to help you get there, to turn an ordinary walk into a series of awe-inspiring moments filled with delightful surprises. To get started, turn off your cell phone, which is kind of tricky if you are listening to this on your cell phone, but at least disable any notifications that might distract you on your walk. Even better, don't bring your phone at all. During your walk, try to approach what you see with fresh eyes, imagining that you're seeing it for the very first time. And here are the steps. Number one, take in a deep, deep breath and count to six as you inhale. And then count to six as you exhale. Feel the air move through your nasal passages and hear the sound of your breath. Come back to this breath throughout the walk. Repeat as necessary. As you start to walk, feel your feet on the ground and listen to the surrounding sounds. Shift your awareness now so that you are open to what is around you, to the things that are vast, unexpected, and the things that surprise and delight. Take another deep breath in. Again, count to six as you inhale and six as you exhale. Let your attention be open in exploration for what inspires awe in you. Is it a wide landscape? the small patterns of light and shadow. Let your attention move from the vast to the small. Continue your walk, and every so often, bring your attention back to your breath. Count to six as you inhale and six as you exhale. Notice, really notice the multitude of sights, sounds, smells, and other sensations that are dancing through your awareness, usually undetected. Once you get in the habit of taking walks like this, you may be struck by how frequently you have opportunities to experience awe. They're practically infinite. As you move through your day, take note of the moments that bring you wonder, that give you goosebumps. These are the opportunities for awe. They may be in city areas, in front of art, listening to music, or connecting with others. Go out and find those awe moments and listen to them carefully. See where they guide you. As they stir humility and wonder, you may discover that they point you toward what you're supposed to do while you're here on Earth. I remember going to Gabriola Island and witnessing the sunrise. It was such a beautiful moment, and I really took in the sensations, what I could see, what I could smell, what I could hear, what I could feel, what I could touch. It was so powerful. And when I reflect on that moment, it comes to life as though I were there. When I close my eyes and I think back to that moment, the warm air on my face, the ribbon of beautiful sunlight on the ocean, it literally comes to life. And it's like my brain really believes that I'm there. It's a magical moment, and you can actually capture these moments for the future. It's a way of making memories. I hope that you enjoy this awe walk and that you're able to practice it. Have a wonderful day. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes, and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag smallactbigimpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.